Owatonna's Emma Dehnert is one of the top five candidates, Owatonna High School homecoming queen candidates. And Emma, what's your reaction to being in that elite group? Congratulations.
I'm honestly so honored. Like, it's so cool to be a part of that and just know that people, I guess, look up to me and just think I'm a really good person, which I find, like, super cool, and I'm just humbled to be a part of that.
Activities that are going on this week, what stands out for you? What are you looking forward to for the modified homecoming part one at OHS?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to coronation, which is Wednesday night for top 12. And then I'm also looking forward to our homegirl soccer game on Friday, which is technically like the homecoming game. So I'm super, super excited to be a part of that and like have everyone come and watch us.
Now, I know there's limits on total attendance, but it is the homecoming event, the homecoming game on a Friday night. And then for the girls, that's so exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's like our only year we get this, and so we're going to just make it special.
And there's a number of girls on the soccer team that are part of homecoming as well. You've got to kind of balance your kind of your focus on Friday night, I would think, right?
Yes, definitely.
Give me a list of activities you're involved in at the high school.
So right now I'm like have choir, orchestra, and then I'm also a part of like FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and then I'm also a part of TAC, which is Teens and Credit. Encounter Christ. That's not a part of the high school, but it's just a church thing I'm also involved in as well with people from the high school.
Okay. The musical groups you're a part of, what have you been able to do so far, and do you have any idea what performances might look like this year for any public kind of performances you would ordinarily do?
We honestly have no idea how to do performances yet, but we've like got some songs going, and we practice all the time that we can, and out of school days we'll practice at home and send recordings and stuff. So it's kind of just what we got right now, and that's what we're going with.
When it comes to this whole hybrid learning, and then you guys had to do some distance learning at the end of last school year, what how have you kind of gotten through it, or what are some maybe some good points or silver linings to it that have made things different but good? Are there some things that come to mind for you regarding that?
I think it's like easier for me to get through stuff faster, so I have more time throughout the day to do different things. And then as well as, it's kind of nice to get together with, like, friends that I have who are in the same classes, and we can work through things together, especially with things we don't understand, so it's easier to, like, understand what's going on in that class.
You've got some Division II soccer down the road for you. How did this come about for you to go to Southwest State University?
So last summer, I went with a teammate to Midwest Soccer Elite Camp in Wisconsin. And there, the SMSU coach, Erin Kazmarek, was there, and she kind of talked about their campus a little bit. I thought it sounded kind of cool. So at the beginning of this whole quarantine thing, I decided to email coaches, and she was one of the top ones on the list. And she emailed me back. I sent her some film, and I was supposed to go to one of their ID camps in, I think, March. Then that got canceled, so then I went in August, and she really liked me, and we had some FaceTime calls about it, and then she finally asked me if I wanted to come play there, and that's when I knew I wanted to play there.
Wow. How do you feel the season is going right now for the Huskies?
I feel like we're doing really well. We just got to stay together and just play as a team, and we can honestly go pretty far.
When it comes to being kind of a senior leader out there and you're back on the defensive side of things, so you're, kind of one of the last stages to stop the players from coming through, what do you look at as the important things that you contribute to the team then for the team?
Some important things, I guess, is like communication. I do that a lot in the back since I'm one of the center defenders. I can see most of the field, so I communicate with like directions, different things like that. And then another thing is just stopping the ball. That's my one goal. If it's like one-on-one, my one goal is to stop the ball and just help my teammates out with that as well.
Emma, what would you like to study at college?
I'm going to do elementary education.
Okay. And is there a special inspiration to get into that idea?
Both my parents are teachers, and then my grandma was a teacher as well, and a bunch of my aunts and uncles are teachers, so it kind of just falls into place that way too.
All right. And maybe finally, anything special you're looking forward to on Wednesday with regard to, it's kind of a family-only coronation. As I said, you're one of the gals up for the queen. What are you looking forward to on Wednesday with regard to that coronation being a little bit different?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to dressing up and being able to see everyone else. And I don't really know, like, the plan yet for everything going on. But I'm just excited to, like, be with my other friends who are in the top 12 and just mm-hmm. take pictures and just be there for the queen that's when they're announced. Just super exciting to have that stuff going on.
All right, Emma Dehnert, one of the candidates, Owatonna High School homecoming week. Emma, congratulations, and thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you so much.